A ceremony was held Tuesday morning in the fireman's home in Fort Plain. Located on a block that was underwater in June of 2013, the storm dumped 8 inches of rain and swelled a nearby creek beyond its banks. Homes and businesses were damaged and one person died. 7 years before that, the village was damaged by flooding from the nearby Mohawk River. Volunteers from the faith community and local residents were presented with plaques from Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Albany, which was on the ground helping families during the recovery in the Montgomery County Village. Vince Colano is CEO of Catholic Charities.
Many in the community, like the pastors that you see here, have said, "I know the Smiths down the road. We need to go down there." So it's because of the knowledge of what goes on in the community helps us to get our work done. Otherwise, we can't do it because it would be total guesswork, knocking on every single door. Not that we wouldn't want to do that, but the fact of the matter is this is the efficient way of really getting to the matter.
Speaking with fellow awardee Pastor Gail Adamoshek, Cindy Tracy volunteered with the recovery after moving to Fort Plain after the flood hit. Tracy and Adamoshek remembered pouring a new foundation for one resident's home and remarked on the progress seen over the last 3 years.
"And I love it to see the new businesses coming in and the new growth."
Cindy's amazing. She moved into Fort Plain when it was still a mess.
Yes, I did.
She just fell in love with the community.
I did, and that's one thing it is. It's a community.
Although not presented with plaques, Tracy and Adamoshek extended a thank you to the local Amish community, whose members came to Fort Plain to do their dirtiest jobs. Among those recognized was Mayor Guy Barton, who died earlier this year. Barton was a self-proclaimed cheerleader for Fort Plain and its nearly 2,300 residents. Acting Mayor Marianne McPhee accepted the award on his behalf.
"Guy was an advocate for Fort Plain. Anything ever happened, he was saying Fort Plain first. I've heard him talk to the governor saying, okay, I want my money now. We need help now. Can you come help us now? He was always Fort Plain first."
Also honored were Reverend Alan Griffith, Reverend Dennis Murphy, and Reverend Nancy Ryan. All were also presented with a certificate from the Office of State Assemblyman Angelo Santa Barbara. Reporting from Fort Plain for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.